I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all things.
Everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. Well, I think we've got some interesting topics to discuss on tonight's show. We'll be talking about 5G. We'll be talking about disclosure. We'll be talking about specific ways to increase your awareness and consciousness, stuff that actually works, stuff that actually works with respect to healing. And before we get into all that kind of stuff, I'd like to kick off the program in the usual manner, which is by doing a little bit of japa yoga or mantra repetition. So if the guys in the booth would play that short clip now led by Swami Satchidananda, that'd be much appreciated.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Hari.
Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari
Yes, that was Sri Swami Satchidananda leading a little bit of Japa Yoga. That was a clip from back in the 1970s, Swami Satchananda being one of my spiritual teachers. And I mentioned at the top of the show that we're going to talk about some techniques that actually work to expand consciousness. And I'm going to jump right into one of the best techniques that I've ever seen. And it comes from Bashar. It's called the XYZ Extraterrestrial Meditation. I sort of have done my version of it and had that recorded and got permission from Daryl Anka, who channels Bashar, to use that my version at workshops. And so we'll consider this an oral workshop tonight. And so if the guys in the booth would play this clip now, it's an amazing clip, and it actually does expand consciousness. So if you guys would play that now, it'd be much appreciated.
I'd like to share with you the XYZ Extraterrestrial Meditation. First, you need to get really relaxed, either lying down or sitting comfortably or even standing up, whatever is the most comfortable for you. I then suggest taking a couple of deep breaths and imagine yourself in your perfect place of peace. You haven't a worry in the world and are just relaxing in your perfect place of peace. Then imagine the following. Around the area of your heart or solar plexus, just behind that area, is a bright ball of white light. It is a packet of energy that is your essence. This star that you feel inside yourself, this ball of light, now grows and grows and grows in intensity and gets stronger and stronger and stronger until it bursts forth as a beam of light, a laser-like beam bursting out of the front of you and stretches as far as you can imagine infinity to be. Stretching, stretching out as a beam of light beyond the solar system, beyond the Milky Way galaxy, and beyond, going faster and faster and faster all the way to infinity. But it is also elastic, so as it reaches infinity, it slows down and will stop and turn around, and as a solid beam, it will creep back towards you from the far reaches of infinity. Faster and faster and faster and faster and faster until it comes crashing through the center of your body and through you and out your back and all the way to infinity out the back. All the way out, further, further, until it reaches infinity. And it returns, but a little faster now. And faster and faster and faster until it too crashes through you out the front all the way to infinity. But it returns even faster now out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front. Back and forth, 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 back and forth. And out the front and out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And let yourself get used to this idea. And then when it gets right in the middle of your body, it crashes out the left side all the way to infinity, and back out the right side all the way to infinity, and turns and comes back through the center, out the left side and back out the right side, and side to side and side to side and front and back 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 until you get used to the idea. And then you have created an X and Y axis. Now another beam goes crashing through your head up all the way to infinity and turns around and comes crashing back through your head and out the bottom and up and down 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 and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side. And it begins to build, 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 and builds to build until an infinite number of rays fly out simultaneously to infinity and stay there. You are suspended on beams of light, and you are stabilized at infinity. You hang there for eternity at infinity. Then you start to notice little bits of pulses, symbols, and signals, like a web that you are in the center of. Bits of information coming and going from every dimension and every space and time that exists. every doorway and every gateway and forms and ideas and messages and communications like a giant matrix. You feel the ebb and flow of the infinite possibilities from every space and time, from front and back and side to side and up and down, clickety-clack, 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 clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clack. Now send out one large pulse on every line outward and receive one large pulse coming back like a heartbeat. Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom. And now you're starting to sense a larger infinite mass mind behind this heartbeat, this pulse. It's like a gigantic awareness, one soul, one mind. You are suspended in the center of eternity. Boom, 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 boom. Now, with every heartbeat, a new breath, a new awareness, a new perspective, a new experience, a new sensation, a new dimension, a new galaxy, forever, forever, new, new, new. And now all the beams expand until you are surrounded in a sea of light that is becoming more transparent until it is like a bubble, but you can still hear it. Boom, 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 boom. You can feel the seed of all that is, and as the blood flows from your own heart, as the seed of the infinite of all that is, on that pulse you are connected from every direction and any direction simultaneously. And every time you remember your heartbeat, you will feel connected to this heartbeat. Be in your perfect place of peace and feel your heartbeat. Now, take a deep breath and feel refreshed, feel loved, and feel energized.
Yes, that was the XYZ extraterrestrial meditation coming from the Esasani civilization at the time. They're now called the Shekinah because they've moved up a level in consciousness. And I guess I'd like to take this opportunity to give my usual disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, is provided as is and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET Yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Instruction is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. And for our new listeners to ET Yoga, you should also know that I totally applaud your efforts to distance yourself from mainstream medical and big pharma. And regarding that XYZ extraterrestrial meditation, my suggestion there for those who want to take it is to go into the archives of this program, which will appear in a couple of days. And the easy way to access that is just go to my website at etyoga.com. On the main page, there's a button there called Radio Archives. You hit that one button, it'll take you exactly to the last few programs, and the top one will be at the last one, which would be tonight, would be at the very top. And that way that you can do the XYZ meditation at your leisure or whatever. So I'd also like to give my special thanks and appreciation to those members of our ET Yoga listening audience who do take the time to email me, and that's with respect to program content or questions that you may have about anything presented on the program. Or what really makes my day is to hear about your successes utilizing techniques, ideas, and concepts that you've heard on the program. So you can always email me at paperfungo, that's PAPERFUNGO, paperfungo@yahoo.ca. And much appreciate the ET Yoga listening audience just for being you, because it's nice to know that there are some beings out there that can relate to the frequency being offered on this program. And as I said at the top of the show, I want to provide a lot of information with respect to expanding consciousness this evening, techniques and ideas that do work. And if you have a paper and pencil handy, you're probably going to need it. I'm going to start off with a suggestion to check out on YouTube Solara on Ra. That's S-O-L-A-R-A-A-N-R-A. And in particular, she has the New Pleiadian Daily Practices. That's the name of the YouTube. And the reason I think that one is so vitally important is because it does make a conscious connection with connecting your 12 chakra system with your 12 strands of DNA. And to me, in a nutshell, that's what it's all about. We're talking about self-realization. To me, self-realization is equivalent with being your higher self, or it's equivalent with you functioning with 12 chakras all fully activated and connected with your 12 strands of DNA. This is how we were intended to function. And somewhere along the line, some of our DNA kind of got disconnected. In fact, I guess if you listen to Preston Nichols, the way he describes it is that we had 24 pairs of DNA that the 24th pair got crashed into the 23rd. That's how he describes it. Other people describe it as we're kind of like a hairdryer that's got all its working parts, but it's not plugged in. For sure, it looks like we're going to get an upgrade in consciousness and DNA coming from center of this galaxy, and coming through the center of the galaxy through our sun. And there's kind of loosely that's called the event. I think it's going to be really a very, very exciting experience. And while I'm recommending specifics, I'd like to also recommend that those people who would like to learn more about Egyptian healing rods should check out www.sriandkira.com. So that's www.sriandkira.com. Reason I'm suggesting their website is because they've got some really fascinating photos there, like Kirlian photography of people who are sort of down or having some disease issues, and then showing their pictures after just holding Egyptian healing rods for 10 minutes. I've been using Egyptian healing rods for 15 to 20 minutes a day for about more than the last 10 years. I lost count. And I highly, highly recommend it. These rods were forged in pyramids, and they involve crystals and copper and zinc, and it's the same effect as being in a pyramid. In fact, I made that connection when I saw some of the similar results from people who are being tested in the Bosnian pyramids, and it's all about negative ions and charging your aura. And if you listen to ET Yoga, you'll know that all disease starts from emotional issues, which show up in your aura first. And sometimes there are disconnections in your aura. And the Egyptian healing rods and being inside pyramids actually connects your aura in all those places and heals it. And it's known fact that the Egyptian healing rods were used by the inner circles, like the pharaohs, and the inner circles was actually a death penalty for commoners to use Egyptian healing rods. Highly, highly recommend them. One of the three most high recommendations I could give, Egyptian healing rods, and also sun gazing. And sun gazing, to me, is just an amazing way to not only improve your eyesight, expand and activate areas of consciousness in your brain that have been dormant, also takes away disease issues. Hira Rattan Manik is my suggestion there for information. That's H-I-R-A, Rattan, R-A-T-A-N, Manik, M-A-N-E-K. And this guy's been tested by NASA, and he's got a pineal gland probably bigger than anybody's on the planet, and all due to sun gazing. And the beauty of the sun gazing is that it's cumulative, so it doesn't matter if it, you know, if you do 3 or 4 days in a row and rains, or it doesn't matter. It's a cumulative effect. I suggest you really take the time to listen to him for the proper ways and safe ways to do this. And you start basically with 10 seconds, and then you add 10 seconds every day. And I'm doing 3 minutes now, and I'm just loving it. And I had a friend that kind of turned me on to the idea, and I much appreciate that. And the other method that I am very, very high on is Qigong. And if you haven't heard me talk about the hospital over in Beijing, China, that was a Qigong center, dealt with about 250,000 people over the course of about a 10-year period with about an 85% success rate. And they achieved that with no operations and no pharmaceutical drugs of any kind. So the cat's out of the bag on what can be done. And the person I learned the Qigong healing sounds from is Master Ming Tong Gu, that's G-U. He actually taught with Dr. Pang, P-A-N-G, at this Beijing center, which the Chinese government is apparently shut down now, so these guys have come to the West. And I'd like to give Master Ming Tong Gu's kind of description that energy that contracts creates stress. And if nothing is done to relieve the stress, it becomes chronic and creates blockages and stops the flow of energy. Happiness creates an energy flow, and when energy flows freely, we feel good. The main cause of chronic illness is stress, according to him, accumulated stress, especially trauma. And it's reflected in the body as blockages. So it also compromises your mental well-being, and it creates emotional blockages. And according to Master Gu, we do the sounds that release the blockages, release the conscious programming, and that is the summary of Qigong sound healing. And it awakens your potential. And Qigong is also a tool for you to connect with the energy of the universe and change the perception of lack of energy to abundance of energy. And lack of connection between the brain and the organs, and to reconnect the brain energetically with the body. So I really, really highly recommend Qigong. That's X-I-G-O-N-G, Qigong. And good source of information is from Master Ming Tong Gu, G-U. So kind of my top three, Qigong, Egyptian healing rods, sun gazing. I do those daily. To me, that's the advanced healing formula. And I'd like to say a few words now about disclosure, because just to give the ET yoga perspective on disclosure, I guess all things ET and ET yoga related, I don't mind giving my 2 cents worth on. And I'm not very thrilled with what I'm hearing from the Disclosure Project. I guess that's Dr. Stephen Greer. I've got the three or four specific issues with the information that's, that I hear. Number one is the effort to minimize the kind of technology that was available just around the World War II or during Hitler's time in Germany. And I would suggest you listen to an Admiral, William Tompkins, and it's T-O-M-T-K-I-N-S, Tompkins. And he's got an interview at Project Camelot. He's got other information out there, I'm sure, if you look on YouTube under William Tompkins. This is an admiral who I think gives the straight information about some of the technology that was available back in those times. And, in fact, he even goes so far as to say that there was actually 10 craft given to the Nazis from off-planet sources. And not only that, but that kind of information is also confirmed when he states that Admiral Byrd led a convoy of battleships and planes to Antarctica, where the Nazis had a base there called New Berlin. And they took apparently all their really advanced technology down there. And how they were allowed to do that, well, I'll leave that up to your imagination. But the bottom line is they were going down there to apparently wipe out the problems that were there. But UFOs came out of the water all over the place. They destroyed all their airplanes, half their battleships, and they got kind of sent home with their tail between their legs. That's all reported by Admiral William Tompkins. So I don't think that kind of makes too much sense as far as minimizing what kind of technology there was and available at that time. To me, it just wants to divert the attention away from that. That's be my opinion. And another point that I that's being put out there is really the making a statement that there are no negative ETs, well, gee, you mean other than the ones that have been controlling this planet for the last few thousand years? I guess you don't want to call the Alpha Draconians and the Greys and some of the other reptilian species from Orion. Not that all Alpha Draconians or all Greys or all anybody would be regressive or negatives, but for the most part, yeah, those three in particular are. I really think that, in fact, if you really want to go back to the real history of humans, back to the Lyra Vega system, this is a free will universe, and there's been lots of interesting things have happened, but one of the first planets of humans actually was destroyed by the Alpha Draconians. Actually, there were three planets destroyed: Billa, B-I-L-A, Teka, T-E-K-A, and Merk, M-E-R-C-K. Those three planets were destroyed by reptilians, and there's been an issue with reptilians and humans for eons. Not to mention the, like I said, the Anunnaki influence here. To me, again, trying to kind of say, no problem, you can go to sleep now. You know, there's no issue there. And just the whole general state of the information that I'm hearing is all to sort of minimize all the issues. Like, apparently, according to Dr. Greer, the main reason that the government doesn't want to disclose things is because the public will put two and two together and wonder how these UFOs are used as propulsion systems, and somehow that we're going to make the connection that we should have zero-point energy if we agree that these exist. Well, come on, give me a break. I mean, You know, we're talking about a society here that, you know, we've got more and more people waking up all the time, but let's face it, how many people do we have that are frying their brains with their cell phone, brainwashing themselves with their television sets, eating fluoridated or drinking fluoridated water, eating GMO'd foods, taking vaccinations? You know, they can't put two and two together. But these people are the ones that are going to demand that we have zero-point energy? Well, I don't think so. Just my opinion. And so what I see here is that the other thing that comes out is because, well, the truth there is that the real problem that this is a whole can of worms is because of the abduction scenario, that deals were made with extraterrestrials for technology and give them the permission to abduct U.S. citizens. So there's your problem. And again, that's never mentioned, you know, anywhere. I think, in fact, one of the biggest problems is the hybrids that were created with the grays and humans, actually, from the abduction scenario, and the plan for them to eventually take over the planet, which is probably why it's being sort of terraformed at the moment to make it more amiable to that section of influence. So, you know, from my perspective, there's not going to be any kind of a full disclosure because the society isn't quite ready for it. I agree with Adranus on this point that we're going to be given little, like a young child can't take a full dinner, you know, you're going to give them the baby food first and give them, you know, a little bit at a time along down the road. And somewhere down the road, there may be some major disclosures, but I'm not going to hold my breath. And frankly, I don't really care. The bottom line here is that it's I don't need anybody else to confirm to me the existence of the extraterrestrial presence and current influence. So that's the ET Yoga perspective. I'm going to mention a few words here about the 5G programming that's coming out here. That's if you don't know about it, you better should check it out, because I'm going to refer you to David Icke. And David Icke has a new YouTube out, and it's called Armageddon 5G Frequency for Body and Mind. And I personally agree with his concept, calling it an Armageddon. And as David points out, what is an Armageddon? A dramatic and catastrophic conflict, especially one seen as to destroy the human race. And frankly, the end result of 5G to me is not only total world control, total tracking, total everything, manipulation of thought, energy, destroying health. Apparently, these frequencies from 5G are at the exact frequencies of the water molecules in your body and also of the air molecules, which result in a compromised immune system, also results in oxygen deficiency, and basically it would be like being inside a TSA scanner at the airport 24/7. And if you don't think they are ready, that technology doesn't cause health issues, well, I think you need to give your head a shake. So highly recommend you check out David Icke. I concur with his point of view on that subject. And moving on now to more positive things that people can do to really either increase their health, level of health, or to also expand consciousness. Because to me, you know, consciousness—that's the name of the game. And certainly, there are some really optimum things that we could all be utilizing. And one of those things I believe is the Andara crystals. And I really think that you should check into the Andara, and that's A-N-D-A-R-A. And Andara crystals to me are, I just came kind of into them a couple years ago, and I'll give you, here's kind of a summary of Andaras bring gifts of automatically expanding your state of awareness, increased access to universal knowledge, activates the ability to do channeling, accelerates the spiritual development process, creates a bridge between ethereal and physical dimensions, manifest and create automatically by inserting your intention into the Andara's energy field, clears and balances chakras automatically, builds trust within automatically, focuses on working through the heart, and raises your frequency to a much higher rate. And if that isn't enough, well, I don't know what could be. These Andara crystals come from monatomic fields, highest frequency of any crystal known on the planet. And also, I might mention about ORMIS, or orbitally rearranged monatomic elements. I mean, I basically, you know, stick to a vegetarian diet. You get a certain amount of monatomics in a natural vegetarian diet. Although, and probably I'll get around one day to taking, finding a good source. And I think that's a big problem, because it's really hard to test to see what you're really getting. But one thing is clear, they're a key to a lot of things. Higher consciousness, kind of grease in the wheels, as Bashar would say. Curing disease, all kinds of things. You want to look into that subject further, check out David Hudson's, that's H-U-D-S-O-N, David Hudson Lectures 1, 2, and 3 there on the internet. Give you a real good kind of background about monatomic elements, because it's the one subject I always say, you walk in a room and you mention monatomics and nobody knows what you're talking about. So it's the biggest secret out there, and probably one of the amazing, most amazing discoveries or rediscoveries of our time. I'd also mention that the Andara crystals, they pick you, you don't pick them, which is kind of an interesting thing too. So Andara crystals, really cool. And of course, at the end of the show tonight, I'll be sharing with you the Who Am I technique, which I think is a really, really direct method of working on the concept of self-realization, and highly recommended by Sri Ramana Maharshi, who, in my opinion, was a truly self-realized being. I think also when it comes to consciousness and health, it really there's really no getting around this whole issue of diet. And if you listen to Bashar from the Esasani, when he talks about the basics of food and diet, he's talking about the six core, what he calls foundation of good health, which is clean, well, pure water, not with fluoride in it. Oxygenation of the system, which you can do with yoga pranayams, exercise, the elimination of stress to the best of your ability, and detoxing, and also lightening up the diet, which means getting off meat. Now, those are what he calls the foundations, and as he states, if you follow all those ideas, which is just basic common sense, and add proper nutrients like you'd get with superfood, the human body is capable of dealing with 99.99% of all issues. And if you do some research, you'll see that even Dr. Pete Peterson, interviewed at Project Camelot, would state as well that for any kind of problem in the body, there is a natural homeopathic ingredient, a plant that would be the answer to dealing with that issue. And it's just a question of knowing the right amount and getting the right plant. And if you kind of do your homework, you can find out tons of stuff. I mean, I don't know. I disconnected from mainstream medical 25 years ago, and so I know it can be done, okay? I'm doing it. And the same thing, the other thing that we have here that's a big, big issue is this technology. Technology of all kinds lowers your frequency. And as I was stating, especially brainwashing technology such as television. I don't have a television, sorry, but I'm not paying to get brainwashed. I don't use a cell phone. I have a laptop, and I try to distance myself from technology as much as humanly possible. I'm not interested in going down that line. I can see where the line goes, and we're getting there way too fast. What I see with my eyes is that people are just becoming totally addicted. It's becoming ridiculous. I see people sitting at the same table and they're texting each other. They can't even carry on a conversation. And a lot of the relationships are all fake or through technology, or they don't have a relationship. It is getting to the point of the ridiculous, and unfortunately they don't seem to become aware that they are actually harming themselves and I don't know, just don't even bother to do the research. So my suggestion is, is do the research. And the other thing about diet that I wanted to share was, I guess, two things. If we take a look at the Essenes, kind of like the Amish, okay? And the Essenes, by the way, back in the time of Christ, were strict vegetarians. As it turns out, the Amish, 60,000 Amish, I think they had 3 cases of autism. Does that tell you anything? Well, it tells me a lot. You don't have to be a rocket scientist. I don't have to see any scientific experiments to know that Amish don't take vaccines. Amish grow their own food. Amish are avoid technology. There's your recipe for health. They don't have heart disease and cancer like we have in the mainstream population either. I mean, if you could optimize their concepts, I guess, throughout their religion, but just their lifestyle, there's your lifestyle that would lead you to more of a consciousness and spiritual path as opposed to getting locked into a system that eventually will control your every thought and lock you into a 9-to-5 that is only serving a bunch of reptilians. So that's my suggestion. And I heard some very positive news from Barbara Marciniak actually on a YouTube this week, where she mentions that there was this back in the 60s, that whole hippie era had to kind of like push some buttons that really we saw a connection with people. Everybody that was anywhere near the same age were all like brothers and sisters, and it was just a beautiful thing to see. And we've never had anything like it. And she says that there will come a point where that sort of stimulus will come again, but it'll be even much, much stronger. And I was really thrilled to hear that because, I don't know, I'm looking over the last 30 years or so, and I know a lot of it's been manipulated, but it used to be the youth of the nation were the conscience of America. And looks to me like there is no conscience. And just my opinion. Now, another thing that I always like to share with people is the Great American Rat Experiment. And there was three groups of rats. And group one is fed a diet of raw fruits, vegetables, nuts, whole grains, beginning at birth. And this group grows into healthy, affectionate, disease-free adults. Group two is fed the equivalent of the standard American diet, meat, milk, candy, lots of fats, pastas, and breads. And this group grows into vicious, nervous, cruel, disease-ridden adults they suffer from cancer, heart disease, and a host of other issues. A third group is also fed the standard American diet, but this group suffers the same diseases and displays the same temperament as the second group. But here's the amazing part. After the equivalent of 40 human years, the third group is switched to a diet of raw fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and nuts, and they turn into healthy, happy, disease-free specimens, and get this, within 1 month. And if you want to convince yourself to quit eating meats and animal fats, highly suggest, and this is a quote of a title, The Effect of Animal Fats on the Human Body, and it's a YouTube by Dr. Michael Clapper, C-L-A-P-P-E-R, and also destroys totally the myth of that you need meat for protein, because that's just ridiculous. Diet is, no matter how you slice it, diet is important. And not only that, but if we look around, we can also see the signs of emotional abuse everywhere with a vast percentage of our population needing to find some balance with respect to their overall weight. And I will just drop that subject for now. And near the end of the program tonight, I'll be going over the Who Am I technique, and I'm just going to give you some brief insight into that, because this comes directly from Sri Ramana Maharshi, that for the substance of the mind, there's no other means more effective than self-inquiry. This is the direct method. All other methods are practiced while retaining the ego. Self-inquiry leads directly to self-realization by removing the obstacles which make you think that the self is not already realized. Meditation requires an object to meditate on, whereas in self-inquiry there's only the subject and no object. This is the difference between them. And when asked, why should self-inquiry alone be considered the direct path to realization? And Sri answers, because every kind of path except self-inquiry presupposes the retention of the mind as the instrument for following it and cannot be followed without the mind. The ego may take different and more subtle forms at different stages of one's practice, but it is never destroyed. The attempt to destroy the ego or the mind by methods other than self-inquiry is like a thief turning policeman to catch the thief that is himself. Self-inquiry alone can reveal the truth that neither the ego nor the mind really exists and enables one to realize the pure, undifferentiated being of the self or the absolute. And that is from Sri Ramana Maharshi. Highly recommend his book, The Path of Self-Knowledge. And that's probably my most favorite book in the world, that Autobiography of a Yogi, Baba Ram Dass's book, Be Here Now, Now Be Here, and Barbara Marciniak's Bringers of the Dawn. And I should also want to say a few words about another subject that has come to fore since about the 1970s, Jane Roberts and the Seth material, and then along came Barbara Marciniak with Bringers of the Dawn and people like Bashar. That really made the connection that that thought creates or belief creates. And as we've learned over the course of the years, that your thoughts, your beliefs, your definitions, your emotions create the outer reality that you experience. And that's a very critical point to really grasp, because if you don't grasp that, then everything is just happening at random. And once you do grasp that, you start to become more self-empowered, because the more you understand how things work in the world, the more you understand about your health as well. So the two cross paths with each other. And what I found over the course of time is, especially science is coming around, that we basically live in a holographic universe that functions much like we're inside a reality computer program. And the interesting part about it is the energy is consciousness, and the language of interpretation, like any computer program has a language of interpretation, is belief. In simplified terms, what you believe is. And that has been proven many times through the placebo effect. And the placebo effect isn't just true in medicine, you know, where they're given a sugar pill and then it does has the same effects as the regular pill, or extreme examples of that. But this effect is true in every area of your life. It's not just about in the medical field. It's in every area of your life. What you experience is what you believe. What you most believe is true. That's the key. And that's why from time to time you talk about reality creation, conscious efforts to actually create events as opposed to just reacting to them. And I think one of the easiest ways to do that is through another one of Bashar's concepts, and that is that when you place a positive emotional spin and definition on an outer circumstance, you will get a positive experience. And that's connected with the idea that outer circumstances do not come with built-in meanings. So really, everything is neutral. And it's the same true with disease. You have to be placing a negative belief on a neutral event in order to create a disease, because everything's basically neutral. And so everything comes from these negative judgments, negative emotions, negative this, negative that, and fear being one of those big ones. And the reason I brought that up is because the late Dolores Cannon, who did past lifetime regressions with thousands of people, and talking about the New Earth, and I'm really big on that one too, is this leap that mankind's going to make here into the fifth dimension. And there will be a splitting of the Earth into one 3D and one 5D. And one of the things we need to be working on right now is to create in our minds, to create that space of creating a world that's filled with love and based on kindness and cooperation. And that's what the 5D Earth will be. And it will. And two of the things that can really help us all get there is to do our inner work, which is letting go of the past. Any kind of old issues, they're kind of like anchors that keep us stuck to the third dimension. So the two big things to let go of the old stuff. When the easiest way to do that is through forgiveness, but if you can't forgive it, at least drop it. And the other point would be working on fear, letting go of fear, because those are the two things that would hold us back. And I think that's those sentiments have also been articulated by Corey Good. And when I do mention some people's names, it's not that I buy everything they say. I don't buy everything Corey Good says. I don't buy everything David Wilcox says. I don't buy everything pretty much anybody says. Because the truth is, if you were to ask me right now, who on this planet is self-realized, you know what? I couldn't tell you. I couldn't tell you one person that I 100% would be certain of. And in past times, yeah, I'm certain about like Sri Ramana Maharshi, Paramahansa Yogananda, Sri Swami Satchidananda. There's people that I would have named in the past, but I'm saying that these people have now moved on, and in this world today, I have no clue. I would have no clue. I've heard rumors. There's people claiming, but based on my observation, couldn't name anybody. So, I take bits and pieces from of truth wherever I can find it. I'm pretty good at filtering through disinformation, because disinformation to me has always got a pattern. It's always got a lot of truth in it, and then they dump a bomb in there somewhere because they've got an agenda. And you can kind of just sense it when it's happening. So at this point in time, I'd like to give you, my listening audience, my sincere best towards your attainment of full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance. And I'll now share with you the Who Am I technique. And I first heard about it actually from Baba Ram Dass, and then subsequently also information from Sri Ramana Maharshi. And basically, you put your full attention, get to the highest place you know how to get to. If it's doing your asanas and your pranayams and your meditation, and then get to the highest place you can get to, and then put your full attention and become the spot in the center of your forehead. Just become that, totally. And then ask the question, who am I? And do that whatever number of times is comfortable. And by focusing on that spot and becoming that spot, you then state the following. I am not my body. I am not my internal organs. I am not my thoughts. I am not this spot. What spot?
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all things.